you really, how can I say this to you? You got to pay close attention.
Yes, sir.
I think we're in some virgin territories, and they're necessary for the time that we're living in. We're going to have to cross some religious boundaries or bridges that we've been on one side for a long time. Each individual going to have to grow spiritually.
Yes, sir.
You can't depend on somebody else. You got to know yourself how to deal with things when they come towards you, all right? So, Father, we just ask you to make it plain and clear to us tonight as we come in harmony before your throne of grace and mercy. We need grace and mercy to understand what you're saying to us, and we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. I want you to open your Bibles to two places. We'll keep looking. We're trying to get to Ephesians 4, 11 through 16 lifestyle. Okay. Joshua 1 and Psalm 1. Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. This is a very powerful verse. It says more than it says. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. Then God know. Well, then thou shalt make thy way prosper. And then thou should have good success. See, God don't need to meditate. All right, let's go to Psalm 1. He don't have to meditate. And I think Psalm 1 will break it down for us. Psalm 1:1. It's a breakdown here because when you meditate, you can stay out of traffics that are not pleasing to God. So here, Psalm 1:1 said, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Now you're going to find out the reason he's not doing that, he's a meditator. All right, and we're going to find out some things about meditation tonight. It just blew me out of the water. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he what?
Meditate.
Day and night. Underline meditate there in your Bible. And he should be like a tree after meditating, and meditating kept him out of the traffic.
Yes,
see that?
Yes, sir.
And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf, his, also shall not wither. He made it happen.
Yes, sir.
And whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. That sounds good, doesn't it?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, but it needs to be in our lives.
Amen.
On a daily basis. I had two subjects still dealing with the matured aspect of meditation. But meditation, the supernatural source of unlimited increase. Meditation, the supernatural source of unlimited increase. We saw it in both voices, didn't we? I said we saw it in both voices, didn't we? Now here's one that will let you know you're about to grow and you're about to flow, going places you've never been before. Meditation is letting the word have surgery on your spirit, soul, and body.
Uh-huh.
Meditation is letting the word have surgery on your spirit, soul, and body. Did y'all hear that?
Yes, sir.
All right, now I'm going to say a lot of things about meditation before I tell you your points. I need to get these things out with the Lord on the bottom. And then you write the notes of where you want them. Meditation, when you meditate, when you ponder the word, it's a supernatural operation. Actually, you're operating on the fruit and the gifts of the Spirit. Because you're in the spirit realm. And so revelation and manifestation and insight can come at any level. It's meditation, he told the Spirit, is divine surgery. Letting love be the operating device. Then the Holy Spirit quoted these words to me, but come along with meditation. Meditation, operation, revelation, manifestation, demonstration, glorification. You're in all those, I'm going to go back over them. You're in all those territories that the average Christian would never see. Meditation, so you'll be able to operate in the spirit from a divine standpoint, or a greater dimension as the average Christian. Because when you're meditating, we're going to find out a powerful scripture in a few moments, you're being operated on. I guess we call it, hallelujah, I feel the spirit already. You call it a supernatural operation. And I think this, in your life, this supernatural operation is going to cut all the other operation out. Once you get it down in you, once you meditate long enough, you'll be able to deal with sickness and disease and deal with demon power, because you'll be stronger spiritually and you'll know how to use the sword of the Spirit. All right? I told you this, these are matured classes, not just teaching, it's impartation in these classes. And so I'm going to give you those words again. Meditation, operation, while you're being operated on, revelation come. And revelation come is direction to produce manifestation, demonstrations, and God get glorified. All right? You still with me?
Yes, sir.
Now, meditation is a supernatural operation by the Holy Ghost, using the Word of God to open you up. And bring forth God's will in your life, calls victory every time, everywhere. Calls is victory every time, everywhere. Let me go back over that. Meditation is a supernatural operation. Say supernatural operation.
Supernatural.
In other words, when you're sitting before that Bible and you got a scripture you're looking at, the supernatural operation is ready to go.
Yes, sir.
All right?
Yes, sir.
Now, sometime, how can I say this? God says some things that tick you off.
Right?
Because you don't want to do that.
Yeah.
He'll say some things, so you got to be ready to flow with him. You know, a lot of manifestations in my life have been crazy. You know, the average person wouldn't have done what he told them to do.
Yeah.
But I did it, and they all worked.
Yes.
That's where you hit it.
Yes.
What happened? Everything started working in your life. Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Yes, sir.
So meditation is a supernatural operation by the Holy Ghost, using the Word of God to open you up and bring forth God's will in your life, called victory, every time and everywhere. Let's look at Jeremiah 29. Jeremiah, one minute. Jeremiah 29 and 11.
Hallelujah.
Sunday school is over. Now, there are places even now, many of y'all have been studying the word quite a time, y'all have been praying, but there are places even now you're about to move from.
Sure.
You understand?
See,
you may, because you pray and because you've been baptized with the Holy Ghost, and you're in a church like this, and you're studying the Word, but in the spirit world, how can I say this in the Holy Ghost? For these 57 years, I've been constantly moving. Yeah. See, I haven't parked nowhere because there's nowhere to park. See, God don't end. So you have to stay open and recognize that you have not arrived. He's not through with me yet. You follow what I'm saying? And so I told you, Jeremiah 29. That was in the NIV. Can you get it on the NIV for me and put it on the board? Let's go back up to the 10th verse. For thus said the Lord, that after 70 years be accomplished at Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good word towards you. 70 years in causing you to return to this place. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, said the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. You see that?
Yes,
see, God always desires to give you an expected end.
Yes.
You follow what I'm saying?
Yes,
and as we study His word, hallelujah. As we study His word, He's entering in to take us from where we are to continuously to where we're going. In the spirit world, you're always going.
Yes.
Yeah, I did land my jet. When I go out, they land my jet right over here. I got a little airport right over here, and they landed right there. But I'm still going. The jet stopped, but I'm still going.
That's
right. All right? Now, let me take you a little further. Meditation is searching your heart and showing you God's plan for you. Look at Jeremiah 29:11 in the NIV. I remember years ago when I read that. For I know the plans I have for you, declared the Lord. Look at this. Plans. Not plan, plans to prosper you. And listen, the plan never run out. Revelation? Oh my God. Plans that come through revelation never runs out. So you don't want to get in that little church group and stay in the same little jumping.
Yes,
stay open.
Yes,
and nothing wrong with being blessed.
Amen.
And nothing wrong with having the best.
Amen.
Nothing wrong with being happy.
Amen.
When all hell break out, you still happy. What's the matter? Did this prophet question why you? What's the matter with you? Ain't that what's the matter with me? It's what's the matter with you? I know something. I know somebody who can't fail. And you're going to have to be like that in this generation because only God can solve what's going on now. You understand? You pray for men, so you use some men, use some women, but only God. And He's going to do it through the church. Through people, through Christians maturing in the aspect of how powerful. Right here, how powerful meditation really is. God can show you secret things that you'll never see by just being a reader.
Yes.
You pause. And meditation gives you time to calm down. It because he says something to you, you say, oh, Lord. Sometimes it's just one word. And you won't say nothing else. Say one word, and then somebody go figure that out.
Yeah.
And the word turned out to be 5 or 6 paragraphs. If you trust it. So he said, I know the plan I have for you, declared the Lord. Plans to prosper you, not harm you. Plan to give you hope and a future. Wow. And then notice God worked by plans. P-L-A-N-S. Over time he said plan, never plural. Because he tell you a part of it. I was talking to two of my men, and I said to them, sowing seed is a process. And a long time it looked like there's no progress. And the reason that it is you being trained during the process, that when the progress comes, you can keep moving to the next level. So many people get stuck on, they sow a few seeds and a little income come in and they go crazy. No, you want to be trained to keep going. Keep going from one level to another level. And not because no man telling you. Because you know it's the truth and you know it's the Holy Ghost. All right? All right. All right, let me show you a few more things. So with that, Jeremiah 29:11-14, put that down, the NIV. You must let the Holy Spirit train you how to flow with my plan. When you're meditating, that's what he's going to do, train you. In other words, meditation will bring God's plans out of you. Now here, meditation, and I've experienced it, has supernatural red lights. Don't go no further with this. Supernatural green light. Put it to the floor. Huh? And supernatural cautious light. Watch everybody. Oh my goodness. What a matured rap. That's a wrapping of maturity right there. Let me go over it again. Supernatural red light. In other words, it's a red light nobody else see, but you see it. Yes. And you know you got to stop. Whatever you were doing, whatever you thought was right, whatever somebody else said was right, you know you got to stop. That's why you got to be able to separate from people. Yes. If you can't separate from people, baby, you can't grow spiritually. Yes. They got some people assigned to keep you at a certain level. You got to get them out of your life. If somebody calls you every day, take your phone and throw it as far as you can get it away from you. You don't need to be talking to the same person every day. Girl, you know what she did? What? No, I don't know what she did. I'm trying to get my life together. See, but a meditator don't do that. The meditator is not a meller. That's right. They don't meller with other people. Because they're too busy want to obey God. Amen. Bible says if you're willing. What he said? If you're good or not. So you may online, and I got 1,000 what online? 1,300 online, 1,309. Listen. You listen to me because you're growing. He'll tell you what voice to meditate. I wake up, when I get woke up, make about 4 or 5 steps, I got a voice. And you start meditating, and then he start telling you a lot of things. That voice will take you to another voice. All right? So, I'm going to tell you right now, you receive it whether or not, your hardship, your hurting, and you're holding back, so oh. Meditators don't have to do that. Meditators are going to get divine answers. Divine help. Divine strength. Divine wisdom. Divine understanding. Divine peace. Divine joy. In the midst of the mess. Just declare I'm a meditator. You're not lying. You're going to get to it. I'm a meditator. It's scripture. It take a while for you to get into it. Once you get into it, you're going to see some things.
Yes, sir.
Because the Lord speaks to meditators.
Yes, sir.
And then in Psalm 1, whatsoever he did, prosper.
Yes.
Well, he got them sinners out of his life. He ain't run with everybody. And you got to consecrate yourself, I'm telling you right now. I said you're going to consecrate yourself, I'm telling you right now. So Jeremiah 29:11-13, again, meditation is searching your heart and showing you God's plans for you and how to yield to God's plan. I like that. Let me read that again. I read it 3 or 4 times. Meditation is searching your heart and showing you God's plans, plural, for you and how to yield to God's plan. It brings God's plans out. Supernatural realize, I told you about that. Now you listen very carefully in this statement. Meditation will destroy limited belief system. So you can write in your notes, no more limits. Because when you get in the presence of God, that God has no limit. And he's going to show you how to cross every limit line that exists in your life for 25, 30, 40 years. You're going to cross that line. Oh, y'all ain't got nothing to do. I'm going to call Leroy. This man, I'm just telling you, you're going to cross that line. Yeah. You're dapping into now maturity that is beyond average.
Yes.
And you're going to see that I don't need nobody else to take care of this for me. I can take care of it myself. I have connection with God for myself. Thank God for my pastor. Thank God for my apostle. Thank God for my teacher. But I got connection myself. And I can say to the mountain, be removed. And the mountain got to obey me. I ain't got to call no 3 or 4 people. So you have to know that. You've been taught too low. It's time to flow. The voice of God is on the inside of me. And when I permit the Holy Ghost to anoint me,
yes,
I'm speaking just like God.
Yes.
What do you think Jesus was doing? Jesus was a man.
Yes.
But he had that anointing on him.
Yes.
So he spoke like God.
Yes.
Come alive. And see, that's what he wants for the church. The same life Jesus lived, God wants us to live it now.
Yes.
And we have no choice now.
Because
we got so many things coming up now. We're going to have to be in power, not just talking about it. We're going to have to be in power. And I believe we're going to do it.
Yes.
Y'all help me, please. I need a screamer. When you say something hot like that, I need somebody. I say something like, she just so dry. No, you know who. There you go, there you go. That's my holler right there. Now understand this. We're talking about Joshua 1:8, Psalm 1:1-3. But understand this. Meditating and praying in the Spirit will be the only way to follow God's plans for you. Your senses cannot handle God's plan. Turn to Matthew chapter 6 for a minute. Come on, get back up and I'll give you a scripture. Real scripture is really going to divide the word for us tonight, but I got to go over these things for you. Matthew 6, 10, and I got the words locking into God's will. Locking in God's will. When you meditate, you're going to get locked in God's will. All right. And Matthew 6:10 said, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven." You're locked in his will, you see. By praying in the Spirit about this night, he says, knowing how to get there and knowing how to function after arriving. There's some places he's going to take you, and you're going to know how to function when you arrive. A functioning anointing. Hallelujah. I call these passive time. Meditation will anoint you to be massive, passive in time like these. Massive, passive to stay in God's plan for you. In other words, you had to pass a whole lot of things, a whole lot of people, a whole lot of situation up. They got the Bible trying to back them up. Yeah, you know, they tell you, I talk about all the time, talk about homosexual, you got to love everybody. I ain't got to love no homosexual. I love the person who is a homosexual, but I ain't got to love the homosexual. Well, if I do, how they going to get delivered? Yeah, if I don't hold them accountable. You follow what I'm saying? And they crying, yeah. They crying that they won't be free. But so many people holding their hand telling they're already free. So again, very short and brief here. Meditation is searching for God with all your heart. Searching for God with all your heart. You're shutting down everything else. And you're just looking and listening, pondering. What you saying to me in this scripture, Lord? Now listen very carefully. Y'all listening? See, I'm listening. The enemy effort is to hold you at the same level the rest of your life. A superficial level, not a supernatural level.
Wow.
See? And I believe only meditators go in the supernatural level. Yes. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. For the word of God is quick and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, listen to this, of the joint and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. When you meditate in, that's what's going on.
Yes,
the word of God is dividing you,
yes,
properly, so your spirit can run your soul,
yes,
and your senses.
Yes.
See, if you're not anointed, your senses and soul, your imagination, your conscience gonna run you.
Yes.
I remember many years ago, I was sitting on my front porch and the Lord approached me. And he told me about that young prophet he sent somewhere to minister to people. And he told that young prophet, when you minister, I don't want you talking to nobody, fellowshipping anybody. I want you to get out of town. And all the prophet caught the young prophet on his way out and offered him to come over to eat. And then the young prophet said to him, "No, I got to go." He said, "Am not our prophet also?" And he pulled that age weight over him, and he went back. So on the porch, the Lord showed me that. So I got up and went on the oak tree, and he showed me the same thing. I had a minister call me last week sometime. He says, "I just want to call you. I start sowing in you." He said, "Everything will change. Money start coming. I sold 10,000. I got back and had 38,000. He said, I just want to tell you, my ministry didn't change, the people didn't change, everything changed. I said, yeah, okay. I said, it's happening all over the world. Because it's from God, it's money coming, see. Yes, y'all need to meditate, money coming. Yes, it's prophetical. Why you won't sit and stay in debt? When you right your way is at. You see what I'm saying, Ron? You right there. It's for, if it ain't for nobody else. Don't let other folks come in and take your revelation and outlive you. Oh, my goodness. My goodness. So in Hebrews 4:12, it gives us a divine operation with the word of God. It's powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, pierces even to the dividing asunder of the soul and spirit. See, that's the whole deal. As a joint and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intent of the heart. When you meditate, this is what happens. You give the word the ability to do what it do. 13th verse says, neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him whom we have to do. Oh my goodness. Everything naked before him. Then notice, here's a powerful scripture, John 6:63. That's a powerful scripture, isn't it? It's a powerful scripture, you see, because a lot of times we're trying to operate with the Bible in the flesh. See, meditation take you over into the spirit world. I like this verse. This verse, I remember years ago when I read this verse, my God, it changed my life. Because I'm searching all the time. It is the spirit that makes alive, quicken. The flesh profit nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they're not flesh. They're spirit and they're alive. They're alive. Yeah. This book is a live book. That's why I tell you, have one with you. Have your phone, but have your book with you, man.
Yep.
Get your Bible back. That's the devil trying to steal your Bible. He's trying to put us on these pads and everything. No. Keep that Bible with you.
Yep.
Read the Bible. Don't read the phone.
Yeah.
On the next page, you got something on there, mess your life up.
Yeah.
And so notice, you all understand Romans 12:1-3, right? Turn there. It's a full preparation. I beseech you, therefore, brother, by the mercy of God, that you present your body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, by the mercy of God, as a living sacrifice, your body. Who presents your body? The last time your body got away, who he got away from?
Me.
You? As a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. Ain't nothing wrong with being holy.
That's right.
It's wrong to be a hoe.
That's right.
See, the church don't want to say that no more.
Yes.
They're scared. They just want members. Ungodly members. You see what I'm saying?
Yes,
we're supposed to be holy.
Yes,
consecrated.
Yes,
I don't supposed to get out of the way with you.
Yes,
you don't trust me as a dad, I'm going to try to hug you. Were you crazy?
Yes,
this is stupid. Did that in the world.
Yes,
you don't bring that mess in the church.
Yes,
you respect people.
Yes, that's right.
That's right.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So Romans 12:1-3, dealing with your body, dealing with your soul, and it dealing with your faith. Third verse says, I say by the grace given to me, but man not think more highly himself than you all think, but think sober as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. That's your grace and faith operating in your spirit. Romans 12:2, he's talking about your mind, talking about your soul. How your soul can get in trouble. But then, and then they talk about your body. But you're in charge, 1 Thessalonians 5:23.
Yes.
You're in charge of your spirit, soul, and body. You got to keep all three of them under your charge. And God, the 24th verse said, God also will do it. In other words, if you give him permission, He'll keep you holding.
Yes.
And he kept me holding. He has kept me holding 51 years.
Yes.
I dare somebody come here and lie. You lying heifer. You lying. And God, she probably dropped dead.
Come on.
Now, most pulpits, you can't say that. Most pulpits got pits in them. Y'all won't sit there and just look at me. Just look at me. Just go ahead and look. But I'm just trying to tell you that it's God. It's not man. It's not might. It's not by power. It's not by physical. It's not by the senses. It's by the spirit.
That's
right. That's it. God give me everything I want.
That's right.
I better not sneeze that I want something. He'll go get it. Somebody come to the house with it.
Praise God.
And what Genesis 12 tell me,
yes.
Because you are connected,
yes,
to the ministry, you should get the same thing. That's what it says?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
So I speak it on you right now. You're here in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The same God, same power, same glory, same anointing, same faith, same goodness, same mercy, same grace. What?
Yes.
Everybody should be blessed.
Yes.
Everybody who's connected to Abraham, they're connected to him, right? God bless. Lot was loaded. Because he was with Abraham. You follow what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Not saying you're not going to have some obstacles come in your way and try to stop you. That's part of the game. You're in his soul, you're in his body, and you got a soul, but you got to know how to deal with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. One of the main way to deal with it, don't tell everybody what you're going through.
Amen.
My left leg giving me hell, God, they've been doing it for the last 6 years. You're going to have it 6 more years. You talk too much. Shut up. Talk to God about it. Then talk about it after you get delivered.
Come on.
You know, your left leg hurting, and you want her to pray for you, and her right leg hurting. So, I mean, what? If she could have done something for her right leg, how's she going to do something for your left leg? She can't do nothing for her right leg. Just shut up. You follow what I'm saying?
Yes.
Sit down. Let me go a few more minutes. Psalm 146:10. What it says? Psalm 146:10. Hallelujah. I'm going to close in a few minutes. I remember what we're talking about, because I want to go over it again. Meditation, the supernatural source of unlimited increase. And it was a powerful statement I opened up with. Meditation is letting the word have surgery on your spirit, soul, and body. So when you pause it, when you're meditating, the word is operating on all three parts of you. Wow. Wow. I still hear somebody thinking about their leg. Well, I told you it's true. Whew. 46. I'm in 146. Not 146, son. Turn it down. It's 46. I said. Be still. Now, just some two words there. What would you think about if I said, be still?
Meditate.
Be still. Don't be jumping from chapter to chapter. Stop. See, it's sort of like when you're reading, I'll tell you from my personal, you're reading, alarm going. You're reading through the Bible, you're going somewhere. But all of a sudden, with that voice alarm, like a voice jump out and grab you and say, stop right here. I got something that I'm going to tell you. And said, you go into meditation, it'll tell you exactly what to do and give you the strength to do it. Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
Be still and know that I'm God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. Oh, we know what God's saying to you right now. Look up at me. Let me be exalted through you. Listen to my man of God who is teaching you, who have taught you, and living it. And giving it. Because I'm a big giver. But fast I give it, it come back. You know why? Listen, I've passed the money test. Money don't control me. Man, you know what I'm saying? I could be going every night to another church, every night to another city. Money coming? Man, I'm here with a life. I'm going to go to the churches that God put under me. Yeah, I ain't trying to. You're going for money. So in Romans 12, 1 through 3 is surgery. 1 Thessalonians 5, 23, 24 is surgery. Psalm 139, 23, heart surgery. She can look at this for a few minutes. You must be able to arrive here. You must be able to arrive here. You must be able to, wait, what are you talking about, Apostle? In Galatians 2, 20 and 21. You must be able to arrive here, Galatians 2, 20 and 21. I'm crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I. Life that I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Live in the flesh. Live it in the flesh. You must be able to arrive there. All right, I'll close with this because I've looked over this over and over again. Turn to Psalm 142 and 7. Psalm 143 and 3. 2 Corinthians 10, 3 and 6. I think we'll close there. This is a very important one because it's one of the things Satan used to trap us at a certain level. You say, well, what could be said? Say it again. You ask somebody else. About him. Psalm 142, 7. That's what I said?
Yes, sir.
Then Psalm 143, 3 and 4. 2 Corinthians 2 Corinthians 10, 3 through 6. And you come in to the place of a prosperous soul in 3 John 2. The footnote of these scriptures on this meditating is keeping your soul out of prison, out of persecution, and out of stronghold. You looking at Psalm 142:7?
Yes, sir.
See what it said?
Yes, sir.
Bring my soul. What?
Out of prison.
Bring my soul out of prison.
Yes, sir.
That I may praise thy name. When you're in prison, you can't praise. The righteous shall compass me about, for thou shalt deal bondly for with me. Once I get out of soul prison. See, soul prison. All right, here's another one now. Psalm, you need to study Psalm 143. You might start your meditation there. Psalm 143, 3. Why did? For the enemy has persecuted my soul. See it?
Yes, sir.
He has smitten my life down to the ground. He has made me to dwell in darkness. What did he do through his what? Through his soul, you see? As those that have been long dead. That's a persecuted soul. Read the next verse. One, therefore is my spirit overwhelmed within me. My heart within me is desolate. You read it on down. That whole psalm is talking about what happened to a persecuted soul. And then you know about the stronghold. I have to use this scripture quite often. 2 Corinthians 10:3-6. I have to use this scripture quite often. The enemy, he's trying to, the weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the putting down of stronghold, casting down imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. You got to do it. You got to do it the rest of your life. He's going to try to build a stronghold. Nobody can cast it down but you. But you got the weapon. The weapon of your warfare. The sword of the spirit. The shield of faith. The gospel of peace. The girdle of truth. The hammer of salvation. The breastplate of righteousness. Come on here. God give all that to you to deal with the enemy. Keeping your soul out of prison, out of persecution, and out of stronghold. Coming to a place of a prosperous soul. All right, write this down. That you overpower all satanic attacks. That you overpower all satanic attack. Then Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 through 18. That you overpower all satanic attack. Now we're talking about meditation, revelation, enlightenment, understanding, wisdom from God in the meditative form. 2 Timothy 1:7. Yes, not functioning in the spirit of fear another day in your life.
Amen.
I don't care what come up. I don't care what trap, what Satan did, what who went down, what happened, what the senator said. I don't care what the senator said, president, nobody. I don't care what they said.
Amen.
I ain't going down.
Amen.
He's the Lord of Lords.
He's the Lord
and King of Kings.
King.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So there's a question here. I told you, 2 Timothy 1:7, not functioning the spirit of fear, right? Love, power, and a sound mind, right? Now, in our opening scripture, Joshua 1:8 and Psalm 1:1-3, I'm told to ask you a question. Are you open for grace meditation operation? Those verses do it. Those verses do it. Aligning your soul and body with your spirit for living divine experience. You catch this? Aligning your soul and body with your spirit for living divine experiences. Let's just close by reading these verses and I'm going to close. Isaiah 55:8, 9, and 11. My thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. See, in meditation, you'll get his thoughts, you'll get his ways. What the ninth verse said? For as the heaven are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways. And my thoughts, but I want to give you my way.
Yes,
and I want, verse 11, and I'm going to give you my thoughts.
Yes,
so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. Yes, it shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the things whereunto I sent it. Now, in closing, when you become a meditator, everything God said he can do, he made it possible that you as his child got that divine right. So everything you see in this book belongs to you. You can't get it through religion. Yeah, you got to get it through revelation. And what we're talking about tonight is meditation. Meditation is a spiritual operation that changes everything.
Yes, sir.
It changes your soul. It changes your spirit. It changes your soul. And it changes your body.
Yes, sir.
All right? So all you have to realize is when things look like they're not functioning as they should, it's meditation time.
Yes, sir.
Amen. The true function is that I found of utmost importance is praying in the spirit and meditation.
Yes.
Amen. Notice that I didn't say feeling. See, praying in the spirit and meditation actually is talking about supernatural. You cannot meditate or pray in the spirit and stay natural. You have the right to speak like God,
yes,
speak like Jesus,
yes,
and speak like the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
You know what I said, Paul, Peter?
No,
because that's all they were doing.
Yes.
Remind yourself when things look like they're not going right, I'm redeemed from the curse of the law.
Yes.